friends. How are you doing today? This is Shepherd Amaka, and I am so excited to be talking to you. All right, today we are going to be taking on a very, very special topic. But before we start, I thought it would be nice for us to just kind of review some of the things we've learned recently. Okay, are you ready? If you're ready, give me a ready. Well done. All right. So, do we serve three gods? Can you remember? No, we have one God. We serve only one God. But the special and mysterious thing is that our God is in three persons. We have one God, but in three persons. And who are the persons? God the Father, the Lord Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Well done. Okay, so do you remember what we said about God the Father? God the Father is spirit. He doesn't have a body. We cannot see him. He is eternal. He doesn't have a birthday. Nobody gave birth to him. Nobody made him. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. You can't hide from God. He is omniscient. He knows everything. You cannot keep a secret from God. He is omnipotent. He can do anything. Nothing is too hard for God. Well done. Did you remember the demonstrations? Good. All right. Do you remember what we said about the Lord Jesus? Let's start from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In fact, the world was made through the Word. God used the Word to make the world. Wow. But God had a plan. And the plan meant that a God had to become a human being and walk on earth. But remember that God did not have a body. So what did he do? Well, the Word entered into Mary's womb and was born as Jesus. Yes. So Jesus is fully God and fully man. Jesus became a human being for us. Can you believe it? How amazing. He was a full human being. He was born as a baby, became a boy, became a man. Yet, he was fully God. When he was hungry, he ate. When he was tired, he slept. When he was sad, he cried. He had friends. He had a mother and a father. And he also had brothers and sisters. Jesus was a human being. Though he was God in human form. That is one of the most amazing, if not the most amazing things ever. But why did Jesus come? Well, do you remember? Do the demonstrations if you do. Jesus came to show us the way to God. Jesus came to tell us the truth about God. And Jesus came to give us eternal life. Well done, friends. Awesome. So this week, we are talking about the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was leaving earth, everybody was sad. They didn't want Jesus to go. They'll miss him. Jesus was the one that told them things about God. Jesus helped them to pray. Jesus helped them to be better people. And they really didn't want Jesus to go. What were they going to do? But Jesus made a promise. He said, if he goes to heaven, he's gonna send another helper. Yes, somebody that would help and encourage and give strength and give power and the ability to do things differently. And that person was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's not wind. It's not fire. It's not the dove. Though sometimes, you know, we represent him as such. But he's a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. He's not an it. He's a he. Okay? And Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will teach us everything that we need to know. And not only that, he'll give us power to do everything that we need to do. The Holy Spirit will help us to understand the Bible. You know, sometimes the Bible, we don't really understand what it means, or it feels too hard. Well, that is one of the things that the Holy Spirit does. He helps us to understand the Bible and remember what the Bible says. Isn't that beautiful? Can you just quickly just say thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit? Thank you, God, for sending the Holy Spirit to us. Amen. All right, let's continue. Do you know that when Jesus was on earth, remember, Jesus was a man. He needed help because he was a human being on earth. He was God, but he was walking as a human being. He wasn't walking as a God on earth. So he needed the help of the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, Jesus was able to do so many amazing things and help so many people and do so many hard things because of the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit is available to you and me today. So do you remember that Jesus came to lead us to God, right? Awesome. Jesus came to show us the way to God and to tell us the truth about God and to give us eternal life so we can spend eternity with God. Do you remember? Great. Well, the Holy Spirit came to help us to believe in Jesus. The Holy Spirit didn't come to talk about himself. He came to talk about Jesus, to help us to believe in Jesus, to help us to become like Jesus. Yes, Jesus wants us to become like him. You can't be like Jesus on earth, right? But we can't do that by ourselves. It's going to be too hard. But the Holy Spirit is here to help us. The same way the Holy Spirit helped Jesus, the Holy Spirit is here to help us as well. And the Holy Spirit will also help us to do all the things that Jesus did and even more. Can you believe it? The Holy Spirit gives us ability, the power, helps us to do things that we didn't know that we could do, helps us to be the kind of people that we didn't know that we could be. The Holy Spirit comes upon everybody that belongs to God. So the Holy Spirit is a sign that we belong to God. The Holy Spirit shows that we belong to God. And the Holy Spirit is our guarantee, is our promise that we are going to have eternal life. Isn't that amazing? I need the Holy Spirit, don't you? The Holy Spirit lives in us. Once you believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit will live in you and it will help you. When you spend time with God, praying and reading the Bible and talking to God, the Holy Spirit will work on your character, will help you become a better person, will help you become like Jesus. That's our goal, to become like Jesus. We want people to look at us and go, you remind me of someone. You remind me of Jesus. That's what we want people to think when they look at us. And the Holy Spirit is the person that will help us do that. In fact, do you know that the Holy Spirit gives gifts as well? Special superpowers. Not for ourselves, or not because we want to feel better or big or anything, but special superpowers that will help other people to believe in God and will help the people that believe in God to believe in God more. Isn't that amazing? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending the Holy Spirit. Help us to recognize him and to gain the strength and the power that he brings so that we'll become like Jesus and do all the things that God wants us to do. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. Bye.